Thank you, Brad, and good morning. On Thursday, Congressman Jared Huffman teamed up with fellow Representatives Mike Thompson and Doug LaMalfa of California and Doug Lamborn of Oregon to introduce the Plant Act, protecting lands against narcotics trafficking in an effort to curb major marijuana grows in Northern California and Southern Oregon. Huffman pointed to the environmental degradation caused by major grow sites, including the pollution of rivers and streams, the use of poisons for rodent control, and the illegal diversion of water. The Plant Act would target environmental damage and establish penalties for damage caused during the growing and production of marijuana and other illegal substances. The bill now heads to the House Judicial Committee for consideration. Congressman Huffman also issued a response to the latest vote in the House of Representatives to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Huffman called the latest vote a waste of time when more pressing issues are at hand. Huffman highlighted the benefits expanded health care has had on residents of the 2nd District, noting that more seniors are eligible for Medicare preventative services and more seniors are now receiving prescription drug discounts. Huffman also pointed out increased numbers of children and women who are getting preventative health care without deductibles or premium increases, and that thousands of children in the district with pre-existing medical conditions can no longer be denied medical care. The sheriff's office received a call from the boyfriend of a 31-year-old Eureka woman on Wednesday afternoon who said that his girlfriend was threatening to commit suicide by jumping off a cliff in the Table Bluff, South Jetty area. The deputy was able to locate and then persuade the woman to come down from the tree she had climbed and determined that she needed mental health assistance. He attempted to put her in handcuffs, but she became combative. The boyfriend, along with a CHP officer, arrived on scene and assisted the deputy in taking the woman into custody. The woman was transported to a local hospital for treatment, and no criminal charges are being sought. A witness to a car burglary in the Mad River Beach parking lot contacted the sheriff's office on Wednesday afternoon, and when all was said and done, deputies arrested 45-year-old Anthony George of Fieldbrook on charges of burglary and drug possession. When deputies arrested George, they located burglary tools, several knives, and less than an ounce of marijuana in his possession. He was already on felony probation for possession of illegal substances, and he was booked into county jail. And the Arcata Police Department has solved an arson investigation dating back to August of 2012 when the Fire Protection District responded to an apartment fire in the 2500 block of Alliance Road. Officers had contacted the occupant of the apartment, 30-year-old Jennifer Young, in the downtown Arcata area, but she claimed that she was not at home when the fire started. Further investigation revealed and determined that Young had probable cause to start the fire, and she was arrested and booked on an arson charge. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District has a water system with old pipes. Some of them are very old. And district managers have outlined a 20-year infrastructure repair plan to address aging equipment. General Manager Carol Reisch and Engineer Pat Caspari explain how the Water District has identified the most pressing infrastructure problems and are using that information to craft future plans. First up for the district is replacing an 18-inch pipe on the Samoa Peninsula, as Caspari explains.
It basically serves all the southern half of the Samoa Peninsula, Fairhaven, and it also crosses under the bay and serves Humboldt Community Services District and the city of Eureka. We knew that that was one of the main infrastructure projects that the district had to address.
Reisch said that the pipe replacement is just the first in future upgrades and repairs.
We've had four or five fairly significant failures. When you have an 18-inch high-capacity, high-pressure waterline fail in sand, you make a big sinkhole. And it's a good example of old infrastructure that rises to the top and saying, we got to deal with it.
The district has used state and federal grants to fund 80% of the pipe replacement project, which could cost between $3 and $5 million. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.